As there is this morning, a word from the Lord. Again, coming from Luke, the 6th chapter, verses 27 through 38. My Bible entitles this, Behaving as God's Children. And I wonder, how often do we behave in that fashion? How often do we do what God has called us to do or act as we're supposed to act? How many times have your mother or father told you, be careful how you are when you're in public? Why? Because you are a representative of this house. Even when you leave your parents and you go out into the world and become your own, you're still a representation of your parents, of their parents. How often have you heard, gotten responses about how your children act in public? In the house, they raise hell, don't they? But when they're out in public, they're like little angels. You wonder if it's two different kids. But it goes to show the things that you've taught them in the house reign supreme, even when they're out from under you. So behaving like God's children, it's whose we are, it's who we are. It's how we should be known. Wherever you go, they should know that you belong to God. But that doesn't always happen, does it? Someone drives, cuts in front of us on the highway, and we lay on the horn, or we give them the pointer finger. Someone says something to us and we quickly snap right back at them, right? Someone does something to us and we stay up all night trying to figure out how to get them back. Come on, I'm not the only one. I'm still trying to figure out how to beat Chris. Get the sash. But that's not how God wants us to be. So this morning, our sermon topic is now hear this. Let us pray. Almighty and Heavenly Father, again we come before you. Again, as an empty pitcher before you, a full fountain. Asking you again to fill us, to use us, to hide us, to touch these lips that they be yours, that you will be heard and not me. To hide this body that you will be seen and not me. To allow this message to overflow this cup, that the word would find its way out into the congregation. A congregation that you have given ears to hear. A congregation that you've given a heart to receive. A congregation, Father, that you've given a will to follow. Have your way now in Jesus' name. Help us to understand when we say, now hear this. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I like this passage of text. It took me a while to really get it under my belt, what is being said. Jesus said, but I say to you who are listening, and that's the first part of it, are you listening? He has given us ears to hear a word, to hear his message. But a lot of times what comes in one quickly goes out the other. If it doesn't resonate with us, if it's not what we want to do, do we really hear what God is trying to tell us? Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Anybody got troubles when someone mistreats you of loving them? Now let's put this thing in perspective because that's what's got to happen. Love that a true statement? See, if someone mistreats you, we get it confused that they don't love us. So, in turn, we withhold our love from them, supposedly. But here's what's really happening. We do not like what is going on, so we mistake like and love as the same thing. You mistreat me, and my response is to mistreat you back. Right? Didn't we all grow up, if they hit you, you hit them back? What was the word? Even harder, so they don't want to mess with you anymore, right? Love your enemies. Do good to those that hate you. Bless those who curse you and pray for those who mistreat you. That's real difficult. But look at it from God's view. We sin every day. Amen. Knowingly and unknowingly. Word, thought, and deed. We do something that is not pleasing in God's sight, that offends God, and yet, this is the good part. He still loves you. Amen. He may not like what you've done, but he doesn't confuse the two. I might not like what you've done to me, but I still love you. Doesn't mean I have to be around you. It just means I have to love you. And I can love you from afar.
Amen.
Amen. This is the one that I had difficulty in. It took someone to really break it down. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. See, I learned to fight. You won't hit me too often and without getting a response. But it took another gentleman explaining what this means. See, if someone strikes you, turning the other cheek means that you refrain from hitting them back out of anger. It is very hard. It's not turn the other cheek that they can strike you on the other cheek. It is turn the other cheek so that you don't repay evil with evil. If they have done you wrong, don't do it back to them. Out of love, refrain. Right? Because all the fight leads to is two people with black eyes, broken bones, someone going to jail, maybe both. And in today's society, you might not wake up from the fight. So turn the other cheek. Take a cool down period and figure out what your next move is, but don't let it be out of evil motives. Cool down, love them, let God handle. If anyone takes from you your coat, he says, don't withhold even your shirt. My brothers and sisters, we have got to realize that everything that we have belongs to God. Amen. So if someone comes to take your coat from you, give them your shirt. Because God will bless you. They may need it more than you could ever imagine. Miss Judy just talked about two angels going to the house of a rich man and sealing up a wall, and then going to the house of a poor man and the cow dying. The rich man's house was sealed so his greed would not continue to grow, because his focus was not on love and healing. And the money that was in his wall would have only made it worse. The cow being killed was in place of, was a sacrifice, was an offering so that those who gave the most would not lose the most. He says, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Can we say for truth that we don't do to others what has been done to us? That we only love those who love us back? We see it in some of these holidays, Valentine's Day. We just celebrated that, right? Candy, hearts, and flowers, all of that good stuff went out this year. Somebody made a fortune on you all giving that reciprocated love. I will give you, it works best when you watch them in the elementary schools and in the middle schools, right? We run around the classroom giving out Valentine hearts. Will you be my Valentine? And then you go and sit at your desk and wait hopefully and patiently for somebody to drop a card at your desk. If we do to others what have been done to us, what good is it? We have already received our reward. What this is all about is if someone mistreats you, if someone does you wrong, your response. How do you respond? Do you act out of anger? Is there a retaliation to what has been done to you? Or do you love them the way God loves you? Do you only give to someone expecting something back? See, we're at a time now where we see folks that are in need, but we're afraid to give. Because we don't know what they're going to do with what has been given. I have not seen that here. But in my travels, in my coming up, I have watched how we've stepped back from helping others. I told you, when I was in seminary, I did not mind stopping and picking up folks and taking them with me. I didn't mind stopping and helping someone with a meal as I was feeding myself. I didn't mind letting someone cut my grass because they asked for work. But I've watched all too often in social media and through the media how they have tracked people that have sat on the side of the road with a sign. And as soon as you've given them money and they've got enough, they pack up their stuff and they leave and drive off in that nice new Mercedes. And they go to the nice big house because they've conned us. All that has done is poisoned us from helping those who really need help, who God has sent into our path for assistance. I've watched as we've given money to food, money to folks that have been in need, only to try to tell them what to do with what we've given them. Or we say we can't give to you because we know you're a drug addict, you're an alcoholic. You will use it for something that we don't appreciate or we agree with. Let that sink in for just a moment. I'm not going to give to you because you will use it for drugs, for alcohol, or for something that I am against. You got it? Has it made its way into you just right? Now, what would God say to you this morning? I'm not going to give to you because you're going to use it for this. You're going to use it for that. You're going to use it for something that I am not in agreement. My brothers and sisters, our job is not to judge what somebody's going to do with what we give to them. Our job is not to give direction. Our job is only to give, to help where we can, when we can. Amen. Luke says it just right. don't judge, then you won't be judged. It's time we stop trying to be the judge, the jury, and the executioner. It's time that we begin to love, and that's it. Love as hard as you can, as much as you can, while you can. Because he says, look, don't condemn and you won't be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. I love it here. He says, give and it will be given to you. He goes on to say, a good portion, packed down, firmly shaken together, overflowing, will fall into your lap. He says, the portion you give will determine the portion you receive in return. It is high time that we stop trying to tell somebody what to do with what we're giving them. God gives you 24 hours in a day, and I need you to understand, just like I'm appointed a year at a time in the church, you're appointed a day at a time in life. A day at a time to get it right. To do what God has called you to do to everyone he's put in your path. He didn't call you to judge them. He called you to love on them regardless. For the same way he loves you, the same way he does not judge you, even though he does not like some of the things that you do, he still loves you. Amen. And you should love those whom come in your path. My brothers and sisters, we do a very good job of giving. As a church body, we do an excellent job, and I am so thankful to be here. I think it's because of the mission that goes on at St. Luke's that God has enlarged our territory. So let's take it out of the church and put it into our personal life. Let us begin to become missional in our personal life. Let us love regardless. Those that come to us in need, help them as only you can. Because God wouldn't put them there if he didn't have a plan for you. If someone makes you mad, if someone mistreats you, do like I do. Love them from afar. I don't have to be up on you. I can love you from a distance. Can we all agree that we will now begin to love? That we will stop judging? That we will do what God has called us to do regardless of what they do to us? It is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen.